The House Health Care Committee had defeated the measure on a 5-5 tie vote on Friday, but on Wednesday the panel voted in 2-7-4 tallies to advance the measure. Supporters say the $24 million the tax will raise will help smooth the transition for people changing from state-subsidized health insurance programs, including the Vermont Health Access Plan and Catamount Health, to insurance to be purchased under the exchange being set up to comply with the federal health overhaul law. But the sugary beverage tax lacks support in another key House committee, and Governor Peter Shumlin opposes it. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.